Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey. One more time for the weekend. We welcome you in here to the Monday, November 3rd edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Slums of Sacramento.
Alongside EP.
What are you doing with him?
We here, man.
And I'm Kenny Caraway. Mom, Dad, I'm black.
I'll
put that today.
Yeah, I got to get that on the board. That's so great.
Real quick, hold on. What the hell's going on here? Hey, what the hell's going on here? There ain't been no game since Saturday.
Yeah.
The hell's going on here? I was about to launch into something else about that game, about Sacramento.
Really,
now remember, there ain't been no game since Saturday.
Why don't you want to play it, man?
Are we really doing this?
Why not? They won.
Okay. After you hear this, maybe you'll play it.
Okay.
So Saturday night, my mom comes into town. Flight gets in.
Your mom lives here.
Yeah, well, she's out of town.
Oh, she's back. Yeah. Okay, she came home.
Says their flight got in at about 10:30 or so.
Got it.
I have to go pick her up. We're coming back home. She's talking about her trip and all this other stuff. And she looks up as we get like closer to downtown. She says, "Oh, the Kings won. Light the beam." And my mom is a Kings supporter.
Mm.
She's a Knicks fan. She even probably likes the Warriors more than she likes the Kings. Mm-hmm. But she's a Kings supporter. And even her, in that situation, it was just real simple. There was no conversation. What happened? She looks up, see, oh, Kings won. Light the beam. It stays forever. Just like this, damn it. Let's go!
That's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now.
Damn.
You can tell them like the beam now. Tell him like the beat
now. Dame didn't even sing his part.
It ain't too verse worthy. We run it.
This is like, it's okay. It's like when Drake bars. Like, there was a point, it's like, yeah, we're doing this once every month or whatever, but still got to celebrate it.
That's the first time we've played the song all season.
Yeah, that's true. It's because they played a game on Sunday. And they lost.
Let
Austin Reed score 51.
Man, oh, man. But the Sacramento Kings did win on Saturday afternoon, so we get a little young Zell. Of course, they're back at it tonight. Close out their first road trip of the season, four-game road trip in Denver tonight. So we'll deal with Denver later. But the Kings, man, what a fast – they were – down 15 instantly, like immediately. And I was so, I was just like, man, you've got to be kidding me. And then they kind of chip away at it, right? Like, it's not this big, massive run. It's just like, ah, they get a couple here, get a stop, get a couple here. And I think, was it a 9-point lead or something like that going into the second quarter? Maybe it was 11.
No, it should have been 9, and then they gave up the 3-pointer at the buzzer to make it 12.
Yeah, there it is. And then, yeah, they had that. They had a second quarter that brought them within 1. And then, man, what a by far, like without question, they're the best second half they've had so far this season. Big third quarter, and they were able to close things out in the fourth when it looked like, uh-oh, this looks like it's going down that familiar path. And you start hitting those things where it's like, well, you were down 15 in the first, whatever, man, you got blown out. Now you're in the fourth quarter, you're up by 2, and now it becomes a be really bad if they lost this one. Like, don't lose this, because it's just it's just another game with the same story, man. Don't lose this one. And they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't. They did a hell of a job of holding on to that lead. They did a hell of a job of getting the stops that they needed. They did a hell of a job of getting buckets when they needed, man. That was easily their best performance, complete performance, I should say, so far this season.
That was enjoyable to see, man. That was some good stuff on Saturday afternoon. I know me personally, they get to the third quarter and they're cooking, and you know they go up by 9, I think go to by 11 or something like that, and it just felt like that third quarter was like a 30-minute quarter, like on the clock, not even in real time. It's like, man, how long we got to keep this lead? How long we got to hold on here? And they're up going into the fourth. I'm like, only the start of the fourth? We got another 12 minutes, got to worry about Giannis and all this other stuff. But, yeah, they played really good basketball to close that one out and to find a way to get a victory. We talked earlier about Russell Westbrook and what he was bringing to the table. And we'll continue to talk about Russ, because there were a number of things he did on that game that I just loved. But I thought Dennis Schroeder was really, really good on Saturday. That was his best game as a Sacramento King, for sure, when you talk about his numbers and his statistics. But I thought, and he talked about it after the game, maybe it was as simple as what happened with Portis and Sabonis. But when he got subbed out, whenever in the first, his first substitution, he comes back into the game, and I just thought his energy was felt off the TV screen for me. What he was doing defensively, what he was demanding of his teammates. There were at least 3 instances where something didn't happen right, and Schroeder was, he was talking to him, whether it was Sabonis once, might have been Sabonis twice, Keon once. No, I'm sorry. It was Keon twice. It was Sabonis once. And it wasn't like he didn't embarrass him, but it was also not like friendly. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, it's okay, big dog. He's like, no, what the hell are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You're supposed to be here. This is what is expected of you. This is what we're trying to do. Free throws happen. Everybody, get in here. Get in here. Look, let's talk about this. This is what we can do right now. This is the time. I just thought his leadership and everything that he did after he got subbed out was vital to that team winning on Saturday. And then you talk about his actual production. I thought he was great on Saturday. Maybe it's something that making too much of it or just resonated with me, but nah. I thought Schroeder was great on Saturday.
He was on all fronts. I actually thought the guards were all really good, because Russ was terrific for a variety of different reasons. Like for Russ, what, like 4 of 14 or something from the field, but to know he had a massive impact on that game shows you can't look at the box score, man. You got to watch what happened. He had 10 assists in that one. Dennis had 7. I think Zach had 2. Of course, Zach's incredible start to the season continues with another 31 from him. 13 3-point attempts. Made 6 of those. Like, I don't think there's a Kings fan out there that won't sign up for it. And it's cool in the chat to see, you know, people coming around on Russell Westbrook, maybe people who weren't fans of before him. I'm really anxious to see some of you do the same thing with Zach LaVine. Mm. We're talking 50%+. I think in the vicinity of like 37-38% from three and 90-something% from the free throw line. I don't know what more you want this man to do before you recognize, hey, man, this is a pretty good ball player. Don't worry about his salary. You don't have to pay it. You will never have to pay it. Just appreciate his contributions to the Sacramento Kings so far. You want him to play better defensively? His own coach has said, I appreciate the effort. His coach was asked about what he's doing on the offensive end. And Doug responded with, I appreciate what he's doing on the defensive end. He is being extremely active out there. He's involved in every play. And then I'm not going to say the Sacramento Kings won the game because of what Zach LaVine did defensively, but he doesn't make that stop on. He doesn't take that risk on Giannis at the end of the game. Who knows where we're at? He mistimes it and one going to the free throw line. Maybe the game ends there. He doesn't make a play on it. Giannis puts it back. We're in overtime. Who knows what happens? He saw the opportunity. He saw the ball land with Giannis. He made that play. And it was, another terrific play from Zach LaVine. Dennis was great. I thought the guards overall were really good on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. And that, while we're handing out the flowers, I thought DeMar DeRozan also did a fantastic job of setting the tone and helping get these guys in a position to be able to make that run. His second quarter was fantastic.
Well, let's spend a fortune at the florist, because Domantas Sabonis played like we expect him to play. Like he
had a really good game.
He lived at the foul line. Mm-hmm. He only took 13 shot attempts, which it's life. It's just what we're going to have to deal with. That's what he does. But he had 24 points. I think it was like 13 rebounds, six assists. Mm-hmm. But like that six assist number is perfectly fine. It doesn't have to. He's not Jokic. It doesn't need to be 13. It doesn't need to be 10. You're still involved in the offense. And what did they shoot in this one? 51%. So they hit it a pretty decent clip. So guys were making their shots. But this is a team that accounted for 30 assists.
Yeah.
Finally, the first time this year, they hit that number. 30 assists for the Kings. And Domas, you go to the Bobby Portis play. There's a number of things that Domas could have done. Once he got over the shock of Bobby Portis's crazy eyes looking at him, he could have bitched and complained to the officials. He didn't do that. In fact, that was minimized. This was a game where the Kings' big men were really needed. They don't really have very many, so that's probably not the best way of putting it, though Drew Eubanks was solid. They needed everybody to play like big men. And Domas sitting around and bitching about missed calls or getting fouled, all that wasn't going to work. It doesn't work against most teams. It really wasn't going to work against Milwaukee. And you go back and you watch this game and you realize he didn't. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a big deal for him. He didn't. He got roughed up like he always does. He looked to the official a couple of times, but he didn't do it Luka Doncic style throughout four quarters. And that's the thing that I love most about Domas' game. And then he seemed active on virtually every possession that he was in the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. There's, when I watch Domas, maybe it's just a different style of play. Maybe it's, a different situation. There still does seem to be something off with his game. Like, it's just something's a little clunky. And maybe it's new system, new guys around him. He's got a little bit of a new role. Maybe that's what it is. But it does seem a little off. But he was really good on Saturday. And one of the biggest plays of the game, to me, was that play towards the end where Giannis is attacking. I think they're down two. In the open court, mm-hmm. He tries to hit it. Whoever was in the corner mm-hmm. hits the rim. It probably would have got picked off anyway. But Domas, one-man wall in that situation, moving his feet, not looking to flop, being solid. He did as good of a job on Giannis as you can expect someone to do, and that's probably not his best matchup, but he did a really good job guarding him one-on-one a lot of the times. And, you know, he competed. And that, I think we lay out, you know, what we liked about all these individuals on this Kings team on Saturday afternoon. And it all comes back to one singular word. They competed. All of them competed. They were getting after it. They didn't let the start of the game deter them from what they were trying to do and trying to win that game. They competed their asses off on Saturday.
21-6, I think, was the score.
Man.
And I absolutely thought the game was over.
Me too.
I absolutely thought it was done.
This one is done, man. And they just stayed with it. They competed. They didn't back down. And I thought that was good to see from this group on Saturday.
You said it felt like the third quarter went on forever. It's because it did. There were 40 free throws for the Sacramento Kings in this game. That's a story, too. One, the 43 free throws. Two, they made 35 of them. That's good for 87.5%.
Really love that.
The Bucks shot 31. There were 71 free throws in this game. That's why it went on so damn long. Jeez. They were living at the foul line, and unlike the Lakers game, where the Kings were getting taken out of their offensive flow because the Lakers kept going to the foul line, this one, the Kings were able to get points off of the game slowing down because they had a handful more free throws than Milwaukee did.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody ate at the foul line, by the way.
Yeah, everybody got there. Everybody was getting, even Giannis was getting there. He didn't shoot the free throw that well. That also played a big factor in the game on
9 of 14.
I think King
shot 87%. Buck shot 64. This is a 2-point game. Mm-hmm. How many times have we come in the day after a Kings game and talked about the discrepancy in free throw percentage and looking at why the Kings lost? You could point to this one as part of the reason, a huge part of the reason the Sacramento Kings won.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that number, that 35 of 40. I mean, obviously, I love the 40, but man, I'm sure Will Z or somebody could find it. When was the last time they made 30-plus free throws? Mm. Like, they was making their free throws on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that was one of the differences in the game.
It's 9 of 10 from DeMar, 8 of 10 from Domas, and 9 of 10 from Zach. Those guys took a combined 30 free throws between them.
Yeah. So it was really good to see. It doesn't mean everything's fixed. It doesn't mean like, oh, they're necessarily going to go on a run or anything right now. But what I do feel is it shows you what they are capable of. And I think more importantly, we talked about this with the Thunder game that they lost. And I know I really wanted them to win that game, because I thought that was something that Doug can go back and, number one, draw upon and hold them accountable to. Say, look what you're capable of doing. I'm not accepting any less because this is what you're capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And being able to have that type of performance and get the win sets the tone for Doug to always be able to come back to that. And be like, man, this is a good Bucks team. This is a team that beat Golden State couple days before without Giannis.
That's right. Yep.
And they brought Giannis back, and you guys were still.
Was that Ryan Rollins that scored like 40 in that game?
He went crazy. Yeah. Ryan Rollins was hooping on Saturday
well
too.
On Saturday. Yeah.
But draw back on that and be like, man, this is what you guys are capable of. This is what you can do if you apply yourself, if you stay locked in. And I hope that, and I don't really have any doubt, I think they will. I don't think they have the confidence issues that other people outside of that locker room have in them. Like, even me, like, not sure, like, are they going to compete? Like, are they going to, things get rough? Are they going to, you know, stop competing?
I started wondering some things at 21-6.
Understandable.
I absolutely started thinking, well, is this the one?
Yeah. And they answered those questions right away.
Absolutely.
Right away. And I think they're more sure that in that locker room than we are outside of the locker room.
I agree. Yeah. I think you're right. But I was wondering.
Yeah, no.
I was
and then
wondering.
There was another adjustment by those guys. I think I think the story goes DeRozan, because J.A. had it in his piece in the B. I think DeRozan went to Doug and was like, look, just let Sabonis guard Giannis one-on-one. We're leaving these guys we're leaving these guys open for
three.
I
thought DeMar might have said, hey, get the undrafted rookie out of the game. we'll get to that later.
that might have been the case, because he was let Sabonis guard him one-on-one. We're giving up all these threes.
Worked.
Like, let him – we'll handle everything else, but we can't help. A.J. Green is hitting everything. Miles Turner is hitting everything. And they point to that moment is when things kind of change a little bit.
Last three times they've made 30-plus free throws, this from Will Z, January 22nd, 2025. Let's see who that was against.
Off the top of my head, that might be Miami.
January 25th.
Miami at home.
Was it Miami at home, or was it the – nope, it wasn't. Was it Miami at home? I'm never going to be able to find it.
That was a double overtime.
I found January 20. What day is it? Oh, the 22nd. That's the Nugget. That's the Warriors.
Oh.
That's the Warriors. They were, oh, my goodness.
Fallen-ass Warriors.
They were 30 of 32 in that one.
Ooh, I like
30
that.
Of 32. They made, March 27, 2023. March 11th, 2023. So they've done it a couple of times. Last time they made 35 plus was January 15th, 2017. Can't tell you what game that was.
No, let me see if I can find it. What day was it?
The 35 plus was January 15th, 2017.
January 15th versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, 122-118.
118
loss. You want to take a guess who was? You want to take a guess who was the two leading scorers in this game?
Oh man! So for the Kings? Or
oh
just
my
in general?
Gosh! Just in general.
Well, Russ, I assume.
Russ had 36 on the night. Domantas Sabonis played 28 minutes, had 7 points for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Kings were led by DeMarcus Cousins, 31 points.
Okay. Who shot all of the free throws for the Kings? Was it DeMarcus?
DeMarcus was 14 of 17.
Okay.
Rudy Gay was 8 of 9.
I take it DeMarcus was the highest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 17 free throws. That's a lot. I mean, Giannis took Giannis took 14.
Yeah. 35 of 40 on that.
What did you say his number was? 14 of 17?
Yeah.
Man, Boogie, that's a good
free throw.
That's a good job at the foul line right there.
These boys just hitting free throw. Like I said, Rudy Gay was 8 of 9. Darren Collison, 5 of 6. Ty Lawson, 4 of 4. Anthony Tolliver did not go to the line.
Oh, man. Who knew?
Domas was 1 of 2 in this game from the line.
Okay. Right on Domas. Domas and Russ playing together again.
Yeah, man.
How about that? How about that? There's a lot more to dissect when it comes to this basketball game. We saw another starting lineup change. What are we at? 6 games so far this season? They're 2-4. Mm-hmm. Has been interesting. We knew it would be. I don't know that we knew it would be this interesting. Because Doug, game after game, is like, let's try this. Let's try this. But I'm not sure he's going to try what he tried on Saturday afternoon again.
Mm.
We'll talk about that. We'll break this game down. 49ers get a win yesterday as well. But as is always the case with the San Francisco 49ers, they get a win, but they suffer a greater loss in the process. We'll talk about that. And look around the NFL. James Hamm will be with us in the final hour of the show. Did we learn anything in the NFL yesterday? Well, stick around. We're just getting started.
Yeah, we absolutely did.
Steeler and KC. Oh, we had a classic. We had a classic over the weekend. We'll touch on it a little bit because we'll really break it down tomorrow at 3:20 when the professor joins us.
Who's us?
But you sick?
No, I'm just leaving at 3:00.
That's kind of hurtful. It's an epic sports night.
Nobody want to be a part of that. Man.
We'll talk about it. Well, for some of us, it was epic. CeeLo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.